Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care, and you can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Today is just less than a week away from where we're going to have a solar eclipse here in the good old U.S. of A and across the world. We have somebody here who understands what this is all about, and it's not me. I ask questions, she gives answers. Her name is Carol Holmberg. She is a planetarium director at the Museum of York County. Had a chance to meet her about a week, 10 days ago, and got talking about this stuff. And I said, you know what, whoa, we can't get this done in a couple minutes. We got to do this on a Straight Talk show. And lo and behold, she decided, I'm going to do this. I'm going to come there and tell everybody about this. So, Carol, welcome to Straight Talk.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about your background, if you will.
I am the planetarium manager at the Museum of York County. Before this, I was a planetarium manager for 10 years in Fort Myers, Florida. And my degree is in physics, and I love astronomy.
Well, so for some people who don't understand what astronomy is about, it's not fortune telling.
No, that's astrology.
Yeah, I got you. But astronomy is basically an understanding of what's out there in space?
Yes, what's in the universe. So I'm also a NASA's JPL Solar System Ambassador, so I specialize in the solar system.
Shoo. Now, for people who have not been out to the Museum of York County, I want you to describe what our planetarium is all about.
Well, the museum is a natural history museum, and the planetarium is a room with a domed ceiling. We project onto the ceiling information about the universe. Right now, our public show is Totality, about eclipses. And after the eclipse, our public show will be Dark Side of Light, about light pollution and its effects on people and animals and the environment. And we show shows at 3:30, 6 days a week, Tuesday through Sunday.
So if I got out there this afternoon at 3:30, I could see the show on the eclipse.
Yes, you could. And I run most of the shows, and today at 3:30 we are having Totality, and after the pre-recorded show I discuss what the eclipse will look like, both in the Path of Totality and here in York County.
All right, now, when you say Path of Totality, does that mean when we're totally blacked out?
Yes, and that is happening from Mexico into Texas and 15 states before ending up in Canada. And it's a path about 100 miles wide.
100-mile-wide path.
Yes,
stretching
from
all
Texas
the...
to Maine.
All right. We are in part of that path. We're not going to be in all of that path. Is that right?
We are not in the Path of Totality here in York County. We will experience at maximum 80% of the sun blocked off.
Well, that's not bad. That's not bad at all.
It's not nearly what Totality looks like or feels like. If you're not in the Path of Totality, you are missing a lot of the show.
Have you ever been in the Path of Totality?
I have. We had one in Western South Carolina in 2017.
All right.
And we will not have another Path of Totality in South Carolina until the year 2078.
2078.
Yes.
Somehow I don't think I'm going to be here for that one. Neither will Robert. Robert Beatty's going to miss that one too. This is it. So what was it like in 2017 when you were in the right place at the right time,
well,
and it was a total blackout.
If you are in the path of totality and it's not cloudy, you will be able to see the moon pass entirely in front of the sun. Crickets start to chirp. Birds seem to rest for the night, and dusk surrounds you. And for 7 minutes or so at most, it gets as dark as night. You can see the brighter stars and the planets. It's really incredible.
Wow.
And you can see the outer layers of the sun called the corona only during totality, because they're so faint, the sun usually blocks it out.
You know what's also fascinating to me is that people like you, who have a background in physics and in math, can calculate exactly when this is going to happen. It's all based on how the planets revolve around the Earth, or Earth revolves around the sun, or whatever it all is. But that's how it's done. And mathematically, yeah, you know exactly when this is going to happen again.
Yes, the ancient Babylonians actually figured it out like 2,000 years ago.
Really?
Yes, and so they knew that there was solar eclipses, and they could predict when they were.
I was thinking 2,000 years ago, if this happened, somebody would have said, what's going on? Is the world ending?
Yeah, well, some people do think that the world is ending, and a lot of people make noise and clap pots and pans together to try and encourage the demons that are swallowing the sun to back off.
A lot of myths out there about what's going on here.
Yes, and a lot of cultures had myths. The one positive myth that I have is that in some parts of Italy, people believe that flowers planted during a solar eclipse will bloom more brightly.
I wonder if anybody's proven that theory. I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so. Okay, so the big event is coming up here on Monday.
Yes, Monday, April 8th.
And I believe it's going to happen sometime in the afternoon. Is that correct?
For here in York County, it is starting at 1:53 in the afternoon and ends at 4:26 in the afternoon. In Mexico and Texas, where it starts, it will be in the morning. And in Canada, where it ends, it will be a little bit after that.
Now, all of this depends on, well, it's going to happen regardless of the weather.
Yes.
You know that. It's way above the weather where all this is happening. But our ability to appreciate or understand what's going on will be impacted by the weather. If we have a cloud, if we got a cloud cover, we're not going to really know a whole lot, are we?
No. And at the amphitheater in Rock Hill, where I will be, we will have a solar telescope, a safe viewing telescope, and there cannot be any clouds to see the sun through the telescope. You might be able to see the sun with your eyes in the special glasses if there are wispy clouds, but you can't see anything through the telescope.
But even if it's a cloudy day, you would still be able to notice a difference in the brightness of the day, would you not?
Here in York County, I don't know. It would be like a overcast day. You still have 20% of the sun. We're asking people to actually see. The 2017 one was 99% of the sun covered,
right,
here in York County. And people actually noticed crickets chirping and birds roosting and things like that. But 80%, I don't know.
All right. So, again, we're not going to get the totality. What do you call that thing? You call it the path of totality. We're not in it. But we're going to get about an 80% view of it?
Yes, 79.7% or something like that, almost 80%. at maximum, which is just after 3.
Just after 3 o'clock.
Yes.
Now, what's very important is for people to understand, don't be stupid like some people I know and start looking up at the sun when things begin to change, if it's a nice clear day.
Yes.
Because you're setting yourself up. I wish I had Dr. Scott Oliver here. But you're setting yourself up to burn out your pupils.
Yes, even though it's only 20% of the sun is uncovered, that 20% is still 100,000 times too bright for you to stare at safely. So it could burn a crescent shape onto your pupils if you stare at it too long. Two ways to go about looking at it safely is to have those safe eclipse glasses or to use a welder's 14 glasses.
Right.
Welder's 14 are not a 10 and a 4, but two 10s sandwiched together.
Now these little plastic glasses, little wooden frame glasses, you've made arrangements for these to be sold at the museum and at
yes.
the libraries or a buck a piece or something like that?
They're $1.25 at the museum. The library, York County Library, all 6 locations are giving them out for free.
Ooh.
Limit 2 per family. So if you can, today they hopefully all branches have the glasses. Just go to a York County Library and ask for free glasses.
Well,
or you can buy unlimited number from the Museum of York County. Now, some of the places on Amazon sell counterfeit glasses.
Oh, gosh.
They're not good, but the ones from the library and the ones at the museum are all made in the USA certified glasses.
Yeah. I would not get something online for something like this.
Yeah.
If I'm going to be looking up at the sun, I want to make sure my eyes are protected.
People who damage their eyes by staring at the sun, they usually damage their good eye. So you could do that mistake twice, but usually if they're going to damage their eye, they damage the one that's better.
You know, it's almost like a trick that the sun is playing on us, because we don't look at the sun anytime else, right? And here it's going a little bit dark, so everybody's looking up there trying to see what's going on.
So you don't feel the pain. It's not more dangerous during an eclipse, but you don't feel the pain.
Right. True. All right, so now as far as you are concerned, you are going to be down at the Old Town Amphitheater.
Yes.
At City Hall.
Yes.
Beautiful location.
The city has given us permission, the city of Rock Hill, and this is where I will be set up with the library staff. We will have glasses to share if you don't have your glasses, and hopefully it will be clear. We will be there from 2 to 4 p.m.
2 to 4 p.m. You're also going to have your own telescope, is that correct?
The museum has a telescope, an H-alpha telescope. It's not a big telescope, but you don't need a big telescope to look at the sun. And if it's clear, it will show prominences, flares, and coronal mass ejections if they're happening. The 2017 eclipse was near solar minimum. And so if you've seen the solar corona during the 2017 eclipse, this one is going to be a lot more fanciful and beautiful.
So something like this gets the astronomical people really pumped up.
Yes, it does. There are people that measure their lives in the minutes that they have spent in totality, minutes and seconds. They're called umbrophiles, people who go from eclipse to eclipse all over the world.
And that's something. But there are people who are amateur astronomers who've got various types of gear.
Yeah.
And they will be cued in on this thing big time, trying to take pictures, trying to capture this thing, understand it a little bit better.
Yeah.
And I know a few of them.
And what I would want to tell people is there are special, there's special lenses for cameras and phones. Don't try and take a picture of the sun during the eclipse with your phone without the special materials. I think that the ones cost about $40. The big things, the best things to film are not the eclipse itself, but your friends and family enjoying the eclipse. No matter how you do the eclipse, there are going to be people that film it better.
Oh, yeah.
And all eclipses kind of look alike. But your friends and family sharing the eclipse, sharing the excitement, wearing the glasses, those are the memories.
Yeah, for sure. All right, we're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break and remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Now, we hang out here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, 6 days a week between 10 a.m. and 9 p.m. when they're open. And they'll be open during the eclipse, but you might want to have a sub sandwich for the eclipse, right? I think that's a good idea. And why do people come here every day, time, day after day after day after day? It's in these little white letters that we're going to say together at the count of three. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice.
Garden.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
I like the lunch special pricing.
I like the bread, good prices, and location.
Man, it's just utterly delicious.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Emergency care close to home. The team at Piedmont Medical Center has the advanced training to handle your medical emergencies. And we're making it easier for you to access care every day. For non-life-threatening problems, online ER check-in is available at all our emergency room locations, meaning less waiting room time, more peace of mind. Simply visit PiedmontMedicalCenter.com, pick a time you want to be seen, and then wait at home while we hold your place. For life-threatening emergencies, call 911. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Last year was a big year for Founders Federal Credit Union and our amazing members. A total of $30 million was given back to qualifying members in the form of loyalty bonus dividends, proving once again that it pays to be a Founders member. Founders is also committed to pouring time and resources into the local communities we serve. If you aren't a member yet, what are you waiting for? Join Founders today. Visit foundersfcu.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Membership qualification required.
Now, parts of Western York County can enjoy Comporium's advanced internet technology every day. Thanks to the partnership between Comporium and York Electric Cooperative, parts of Western York County now have access to Comporium fiber technology that gives you the ability to stream, download, search, and conference quickly and reliably. Not only is Comporium fiber fast, it's also affordable, starting at just $49.99 per month with no connection fee. For details, go online to comporium.link/YEC to sign up for Comporium high-speed internet today.
Spring is here, and so is the annual Come See Me Festival. This is Charlie Ruffalo. Remember, whatever your Come See Me plans, Substation 2 subs are perfect for picnic lunches at Glencairn and tailgating at the Winthrop Farm. Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Order online at mysubstationii.com.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, with the Planetarium Director for the Museum of York County, a lady by the name of Carol Holmberg, and she has been dazzling us with information about what's going to be happening here on Monday when we get ourselves a solar eclipse. It's going to be rolling through here at 1:53 in the afternoon. It'll run till about 4:30, a little bit before 4:30. And we're going to be able to take a peek at it. We're not going to be able to see what she calls total. We're not in the path of total what is it called?
Totality.
Yeah, path of totality. That's it. We're not in that path, but we're going to get about an 80% blockage, which is not bad. Not bad. It's better than nothing, right? Yeah. And there's a lot of states that are going to get nothing out of this, right?
No state is going to get nothing. All of the United States and North America will be getting the eclipse at least a little bit. I don't know about Hawaii or Alaska, but the continental United States will all get at least something.
Huh. All right, so if you missed this, as she was telling us earlier, you're going to have to be here in 2078.
Yes, that's the next time. That is the first time that totality will cross South Carolina after this.
So we'll be in the path of totality in 2078.
Yes, York County won't be, but some of South Carolina will be.
All right, so parts of South Carolina will be totally blacked out.
Yes.
54 years from now.
Yes.
I can't imagine me being here 54 years from now, but who knows? What the heck? So what else is coming up from the world of astronomy on the calendar that we need to be aware of as far as other events?
Well, there's a comet that is possibly naked eye, or that will possibly be naked eye, called Comet Pan-STARRS. And it will be in the sky, hopefully, in a few weeks.
A few weeks?
Yeah. And
you mentioned something about 2044.
Oh, yes. The next eclipse is going to be in August 12th, 2026, in Greenland and Iceland and northern Spain. Some people like to go from eclipse to eclipse. And the next eclipse in the continental United States is going to be August 23rd, 2044. And totality is going to be in the Pacific Northwest. And the next total eclipse there is a total solar eclipse on August 12th, 2045, and Alabama and Florida will be in that path of totality, but we won't.
Jeez. So if you were really into this, like you are,
yeah,
and you could just do what you wanted, you could literally just travel from spot to spot to spot.
There are people that do that. Umbrophiles. Love eclipses. They go to Antarctica. They go on cruise ships to look at totality, and they measure their lives by minutes and seconds that they spend under totality.
Fascinating. It never ceases to amaze me what people get so excited about. This is neat because it doesn't happen very often.
Yes, and people really find it a spectacle worth watching. They feel that totality is awe-inspiring.
So at the planetarium, when something like this is coming up, do you find more interest in, let's go to the planetarium, let's listen to Carol talk about this and figure it all out?
We actually do, and we have been talking about the eclipse every day, 6 days a week, for about a month.
About a month.
Yeah.
Do you get a lot of school-age children who come in to hear about this, or are you getting adults?
Well, we see some adults, and we see some school kids, and some school kids are getting the special glasses at school.
Oh, yeah.
Some schools are letting out because they don't want to risk having the lawsuits or people looking incorrectly at the sun. And we hope that everyone gets a chance to experience it, only 80%, and that no school keeps their kids inside.
Yeah, well, what can I tell you? It is what it is.
Yeah.
So let's remind people again. This is going to happen on Monday.
Yes.
The 8th of April.
Yes.
Starting roughly at 153 and running until 4:26.
Yes, and the library, the amphitheater next to the library in Rock Hill is going to have viewing, group viewing between 2 and 4.
2 and 4 p.m.
Yes.
Okay. Now, when we say group viewing, does that mean everybody's going to get some of these paper glasses and look that way?
If you don't have paper glasses, they have some glasses to share.
Okay. What I'm thinking about is you and your telescope. People are going to want to look through that telescope. You're going to give them, what, 20 seconds to look, and then the next person has to get in there?
Yes. We only have the one telescope, but it should be pretty good.
Yeah. Whew. 126. You know, I could grab a quick sandwich here at Substation 2 and head on down to Old Town Amphitheater. Might bring my knucklehead friends with me and see if they can figure all this out. This is just... What should we really appreciate about this whole thing called astronomy? I mean, people just kind of take it for granted.
Yeah,
but it's teaching us an awful lot about
yes.
who we are.
And the eclipse especially, the moon is 400 times smaller than the sun, and it's also 400 times closer than the sun. So it's amazing that it just fits the sun perfectly, and we have these beautiful eclipses. There's no other planet in our solar system that has that, and it's just amazing to me the clockwork that's involved and the fact that in 500 million years the moon was going to be too far away for us to have total solar eclipses anymore, that we're here right now.
So it's gradually starting to move further
yes,
away from us?
It is. The same thing that the moon causes tides on Earth causes the moon to move slightly farther away, something like 4 inches a year, though.
4 inches a year?
Yeah.
Okay. Not something I'm going to have to worry about in my lifetime.
No, but in 500 million years, there's not going to be any total solar eclipses anymore.
Wow. It really is something. And you wonder, you know, we think about the monies that are spent by this country and others to put men on the moon, men and women on the moon. Now we're talking about jumping over to Mars. To me, it's fascinating. And we learn so much every time we do it. I mean, this little thing we all carry in our pocket.
More power than and more brain power than the...
The Apollo 8 moon,
yes.
moon mission. Yep, I remember that one. Well, listen, Carol, you've done a great job. Again, if you'd like to be part of this, Old Town Amphitheater on Monday afternoon from 1:53 until 4:26. Carol will be down there. Museum of York County will be down there. You can get free glasses at any library. Pick them up for a buck and a quarter at the museum, any of the museum locations. But you got to have those little glasses. Don't be out there looking at the sun with a naked eye. You're just asking for problems. Carol, good luck to you. Thank you for being
Thank
here with us.
Thank you.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center has been with us today, a community built on care, as has Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. All right, one more time. We do fresh subs and salads. We do them 6 days a week here at Substation 2. At the count of three, let's tell everybody how it is done. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.